This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 10th of January, 1963. The title of this lecture is How to Audit. This tape is 65 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
All right. This is the second lecture, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, 10 January, A.D. 13. And I've told you all you have to know now, so there isn't anything here to lecture about in this particular lecture. And you have become wise beyond measure here in the last hour. I'll talk to you about the implications of processing. We have had a problem for all these years of auditing somebody, and everything was fine, and then auditing another guy, and everything was fine, and then auditing a third guy, and he starts tearing up the neighborhood. Well, this comes under the general heading, and only this heading, of missed withholds. And the biggest missed withholds you can have, of course, is the missing answer to the auditing question. He didn't give you the answer. He didn't put the item on the list. That is the biggest one. This is so gigantic that if you did that right all the time, you practically could omit pulling missed withholds. But you can't omit pulling missed withholds. And I'll tell you why. On your May 3rd bulletin, I think it is, a great many manifestations of missed withholds are given. And amongst those are dope-off, boil-off, ARC break, and that sort of thing. Now, in routine two, you're pulling missed withholds by the carload lot. How many missed withholds do you think are in one routine two track item? See, well, when you miss that whole package, this, of course, makes a terrific crashing missed withholds, see, because it's a conglomerate mess as well as a mass. Now, you, however, have to pull and continue to pull the little icky-dicky ones, you know, about I bit my fingernails last night, you know, because you're liable to make this mistake. You say, there is so much unconsciousness in the bank that, of course, a PC will go anatin, to use one of the old-time words, will go unconscious under the impact of this list. And, brother, that isn't true. A PC won't go unconscious under the impact of an item, even when you fire it straight to them and shift their attention. They won't go unconscious by simply reading lists. They won't get dopey or groggy simply by reason of reading lists. None of these things are going to happen. It sounds so reasonable to you that under this much impact, and reading down one of these very vital rock-slamming lists back to them again, because of the anatin contained in the list itself, natively and naturally, that they're going to dope off a little bit, that you tend to miss the fact that that's the little bite the fingernails missed withhold that you didn't get in the session. Any time, now mark this, any time that you see a PC go dopey, boil off, anything like that, or even go groggy and start shutting their eyes and slumping down on nulling, you pull up right there and get those nearly found outs. Now, of course, this is aided and abetted if you have just got through missing an item on a list. But the missing item on the list doesn't cause that anatin. It merely gives it body. They gotta have a PT type nearly found out before they will go under on a list or as a result of an item. In other words, an item won't do it all by itself, and a list of items won't do it all by themselves. Now just mark my words here. It's just not possible. I can't say this too strongly. I know this phenomena of boil off and that sort of thing. It is just not possible for a PC to go anatan, groggy, boil off, without a near present time missed withhold. You give them an item, PC thinks of an item, goes anatan. You give them an item, they go anatan. You read a list to them, they go anatan. They groggy and, you know, the... That's not items. Now listen to me, that's not items. They've been biting their fingernails last night, that's what that is. They haven't told you that they actually been haunting the door of the theory room, getting the questions being asked currently on bulletin so-and-so, you see. They've been doing something. They've been carefully contemplating busting Rule 28, see. Something is awry here. It takes that present time booster to knock them out. And the ordinary behavior of a missed withhold free PC during listing and nulling and receiving of items and thinking of items is bright awake. That is the expected behavior. Not grogged out at all. Bright awake. Well, they can close their eyes so that they don't watch your pencil wiggle or something. But they're bright awake. That is your expected attitude on the part of the PC. Now, during nulling, this is terribly, terribly important, because you are depending on reading an item once to get it to RS. And although on test after test, pre-have scale ticks would register, even though the PC is out, a meter will not rock slam while the PC is anatan. Now that's pretty dangerous, isn't it? You're counting on that meter rock slamming just by reading the item once. And you won't see the rock slam if the PC is boiled off. PC can't tell you the last six items, five items, three items, four items. Didn't hear him because he was boiled off. He wouldn't have rock slammed on him either. So that is enough for you to have some cold chills about. And you see that PC sitting there, and he goes, somewhere, anywhere on that gradient scale, you cannot count on the meter rock slamming. You can count on it doing a tick. You can count on it doing a tiny reaction if you hit something significant, which was all we were counting on doing pre-halves assessments. But you can't count on it rock slamming. There's just insufficient attention present to charge up the package so it'll slam. So that is a marvelous opportunity you have there of missing a slamming item. That's enough to give you cold chills, unless you know it. Now that you know it, that's easy. Now that'll work the same way on rocket reads and so forth on goals checkouts, and this is still data for 321. An Anatan PC won't rocket read. Anatan PC won't rock slam. Ticks, yes, but Not a good, healthy, crashing manifestation like a rocket reader or a rock slam. See? They're not that active because they're not there. Now, you get yourself an accustomation of keeping PCs bright awake, not using the Dianetic method. Dianetic methods are frowned on these days. The FDI thinks that they're very bad, so that used to kick them in the soles of the feet. That was the method of bringing a PC awake. That's right. That's right. You didn't audit them when they were boiling off. You kicked them on the soles of the feet and woke them up. There were two schools of thought on this. One, you went on auditing them even though they were boiling off and waited until they woke up. And the other school of thought was that you kicked them on the soles of the feet and woke them up and went on auditing them. And finally, I remember during Susie's day and the Wichita Foundation, I think the accepted method was if they began to snore was the borderline. And you kicked them on the feet if they began to snore, but otherwise you left them alone. I had a director training there in those days, used to blow bubbles, his method of boiling off, how to keep from getting audited. The point here is that was way back when. Now, midway along the line, I found out why people boiled off. What boil off actually was. It actually is a flow which has run too long in one direction. That's what boil off, Anatin, and so forth. A flow running too long in one direction. That is to say, this person gives an auditing command too long in one stuck flow. He can eventually walk into a situation where he is groggy. Now, that's essentially what it is. Now, where does this fit in with the missed withhold? A missed withhold is a restrained flow. And because it is a restrained flow, any effort to outflow by the PC while he is busy inflowing causes him to inflow harder. And when the PC has a missed withhold, he's inflowed as far as he can go, and he's very, very prone to boil off. In other words, he's holding back a flow. Right? So he gets a stuck flow real quick. Anything sticks. You get that? The withhold that has been excited, that is restimulated, the restimulated withhold there causes this flow to lock up right now. And it's a very funny thing. You might get a subjective reality on this someday. Somebody is very, very industriously pulling these things, and you all of a sudden find yourself bright awake. You give him the one which was knocking you out. You go, that, bright awake. Room gets bright, everything gets bright, see? And you're sitting there holding on to a withhold, and things start to get dim. And very often a trained auditor being audited actually doesn't do the same things that raw meat does. You know, I've noticed that. they keep their own rudiments in and do various things. And they always have, no matter how deeply interested they are on this and that, and there's always a small section of one eye cocked on the professional skill and aptitude of the auditor. Always is. You can't escape it. Anyway, not even an ARC break involved. He's just keeping an eye on it. Found Susie out of session here a few weeks ago. I was auditing Susie. I found her out of session. I just knew it wasn't quite right, so I pulled a missed withhold on the thing. And she'd been sitting there very brightly and alertly, finding out how I was getting that many items called. Tricky. So even shield it. Now any pro will do this kind of thing, and it doesn't constitute very much. But it's probably a bigger trick to keep a pro in session than it is raw meat. raw meat is altitudinized, and they don't know how you're supposed to do it right, and auditing is, even rather crude auditing looks flawless to them, and you give them some real smooth auditing, my God, they don't know what hit them. There's no thought of any criticism in this department, don't you see? But there it is. The fellow sitting there, he gets this little withhold. And now mark this, the session withhold quite commonly keys in a pre-session withhold. You almost never get the session withhold as the sole source of the anatin. So that's very interesting, see? In other words, session withholds tend to key in missed withholds. In other words, we didn't have any missed withhold at the beginning of session. See, it wasn't keyed in, so you hadn't been missed. And then something happens in session, and you see, we've cleaned it up beautifully. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you failed to reveal? You see, that's fine. So we obviously got the last 24 hours clean as a wolf's tooth. Nothing showed. This will explain a mystery to you, maybe, if you've ever wondered about this. And then halfway through the session, the fellow starts to say something, doesn't say something, forgets what it is, then remembers, and then thinks he better not say it, and starts to look a little groggy, and then you try to pull this missed withhold in this session. Is there anything you fail to reveal? It doesn't pull. And you say, what's coming off around here? PC just gets edgy. Well, of course, the withhold you're looking for is not in the session. Got that? Mm-hmm. The key in is in the session, but the withhold isn't. Well, nearly found out in this session, is there anything I have nearly found out, is quite fortuitous and usually takes care of the situation. But an auditor should know this as part of his bag of tricks. PTPs don't necessarily key in. Willingness to talk to the auditor remains the same. Actual overts and that sort of thing, they tend to come off at the beginning of session. But a session, something happens in a session, can key in a missed withhold that happened before the session. So that's why that has to be kept as a random rudiment. And fully expect in a session that something the PC did and was missed day before yesterday will key in. It doesn't happen every time, but it happens often enough to get in your road trying to make this person wake up. You got that? You'll see that every once in a while. You'll see that every once in a while. It isn't every time, but PC holds something back, doesn't give you an item. You listing, doesn't give you an item. Is there anything you fail to reveal? Gives you the item and gets groggy. So, yeah, well, I didn't reveal this item, so and so. You expect him to brighten up, see? You say, whoa, why doesn't he suddenly come up here, you know, and start in here batting? Instead of that, he gets groggier. Somehow or another, this item keyed in every once in a while enough to make it part of the auditor's bag of tricks. See? Something keyed in that he did last week or yesterday. So never fail to, never be completely unwilling to uncork a whole track sort of withhold question. Oh, dangerous, it'll keep you busy. But listen, it'll get you out of more trouble than it'll get you into. Like, has anybody missed a withhold on you, you see? Or is there anything anybody nearly found out? Horrifying. You know, you'd expect this guy to sit there and give you now 200 trillion years worth and make it a terrific missed withhold all over the doggone place. Well, in actual practice, it will get you out of more trouble than it gets you into. It doesn't say that it won't get you into trouble. But it'll get you out of more. Sometimes I'll date it on this, on the basis, in the past week, even though I've got between session rudiments in, you see, Now, that's used that way only when you can't wake up the PC. You got that? You start uncorking this kind of a trick. You understand this, and you uncork this trick. Just broaden that missed withhold question. If you can't wake the PC up ordinarily and generally, in this session, is there anything I nearly found out? In this session, is there anything I nearly found out? In this session, is nearly found out. You got that fine. The PC's bright. Oh, well, don't break anybody's back. See? That's fine, so that did it, so you're all set. But let's suppose the reverse happens. In this session, is there anything I nearly found out? Glug. Ha, so-and-so. In this session, is there anything I found out? In this session, is there anything I nearly found out? Or worse than that, you put it in at 10 minutes past the hour, and you find him boiling off at 20 minutes past the hour again. Now you just got to wrap that thing up and fire it, man, because you've got a keyed in, nearly found out. It didn't exist to amount to anything during the session up to this point. But the session, for some reason or other, which we needn't even bother to inquire into, is keying in this missed one. And it's now keyed in. And it wasn't keyed in at the beginning of session. And that causes and causes and causes. Now, something else you should know about a missed withhold, and I hate to have to tell you, but you're old enough to know the facts of life. One of them is that not all missed withholds are on the second dynamic. I thought that might... People have been known to let air out of other people's tires. And you start steering missed withholds by dynamics or something weird like this, you're going to get yourself into more trouble. You're going to start more unfinished lists. So you just keep the question pretty broad and pretty general. Now, you do have to know this about the nearly found out question. It is a left-hand button. In other words, a suppressor-type button, and does not necessarily read on the meter. So, you run into a situation where your PC looked a little bit groggy early in the session, and you said, in this session, is there anything I nearly found out about you? And he gives you an answer, and that's good enough. He brightened up, and 15 minutes later, he's twice as groggy as before. You know exactly what's happened. He's got a pre-session, earlier than the session, nearly found out of some kind or another that your question is not capable of eliciting an answer to. And the thing for you to do is to prep check the nearly found out question. I don't care whether you give a time limit or not. It's going to do you a lot of good to straighten this PC up to that degree. Doesn't come under the head of no auditing. Auditing a PC who is boiling off while you're reading lists to him or trying to get lists from him amounts to no auditing. See, this is the point where no auditing is not no auditing. Definitely. Well, you can't do anything with a boiling off PC. His needle won't slam. So, what do you got to do with him? You got to, because it's a left-hand button, you know, suppress, careful of, nearly found out. Fail to reveal comes under that heading, too. Those are all left-hand suppressive buttons. They do not cause a thing to read. They prevent things from reading. All the other buttons cause things to read unnecessarily. So that's fine. You can see all those. These are visible to the naked eye. We've added one button recently to Big Midroots that I ought to make some reservation about, and that is anxious about tends also to be a left-hand button, but now we're getting into the very big midroots when we add that. But mistake, suggest, decide, Protest. These all make things read. They don't keep things from reading. These suppressor buttons over here, they prevent a read from occurring. Actually, you realize that you can check out a rock-slamming item with suggest, invalidate, and mistake just about as alive as they can get. You realize that? The ones you got to worry about are suppress, careful of, and nearly found out or fail to reveal, and to a less extent, anxious about. Now, of course, a protest follows on the heels of a nearly found out or something of that sort, or a fail to reveal. So it tends to be the point where these two tie together, the left and hand, right hand side. You actually, you know, can use protest as a random rudiment. Did you know that? All right. Now, as we inspect the PC during nulling, of course, a PC who's boiling off can't list because he won't talk. That's very obvious. But it is less obvious, a PC slumped back in the chair, particularly if he's not snoring. It's less obvious that this PC is suffering from lots of unconsciousness. See? That's less obvious. You got to keep an eye on that. You got to keep an eye on that. And the only cure you have today is not kicking them in the soles of the feet. They've been known to ARC break when this occurs. And it doesn't do much good because they just ARC break and close your meter out. The thing to do is to get off the nearly found outs. And if you, the session nearly found outs don't cure it, why, expect a lot of the time, if it goes down to severe a thing as boil off, to have to cure it with a much broader time base. Now, there's fairly important data in running routine twos. And the way you prevent this thing from happening in a co-audit, you go down the line of a co-audit. HPA student, something like that, or public co-audit of some kind. One of the things you must watch as an auditing supervisor is that somebody hasn't grogged out, particularly during a nulling session. That you must watch. And the best way to cure this is to sit in on it. Don't try to teach the auditor how to get the missed withholds off the case, for God's sakes. And to take it for granted, if it's happening, that it's out of the session. Don't even bother to put in the session midroots, don't you think? Just swing the random rudiment right in against the guy. Is there anything we nearly found out about you? When you say we, you also give it a time limit because he's probably only been around for a week or a month or 6 months or something like that. And see if you get a response on the part of the guy. Worm it out of him. Or get his auditor to run it totally repetitive. Say, just sit there and run this for the next 20 minutes. See? Then when you finally see the PC is starting to ARC break on it, decide it's flat and tell him he can go on listening. I mean, there's crude ways of adjudicating and handling these things as well as neat ones, you know. See, the PC starting to look desperate. You know, you look down the line, it's this PC, you kept your eye on it. It's looking desperate by this time. Is there anything we nearly found out about you? The auditor's been going on. Go over, peer over the shoulder, grab hold of the guy's meter. Is there anything we nearly found out about you? Yeah, that's good and flat. Go on, list. That's it. Something like that. Doesn't take any more than that. Because let me tell you, it's pretty gross. You get it on the public like that. It's a fairly gross manifestation. But it's a very fine thing what really put him to sleep. That's what's amusing about it. The slightness of the thing that actually kicked him off. The slightness of the key in. Maybe it keyed in something important behind that. Maybe you got that, maybe you didn't, maybe it won't key in, and maybe it will. That's beside the point. You sometimes ask, get this down searchingly, and the PC has just got through saying, well, I nearly found out something. I nearly found out what the item was, or something, you see. And I realized I hadn't, and so forth. This will be the type of man you seem suddenly brighten up a little bit, you know. I nearly found out, you know. The thing is reverse end, too. Well, that's perfectly acceptable as an answer. On a broad, generally, was anything nearly found out. And you can see that if you went on doing whatever you're doing, he's going to go off again. So you press this question just another time or two, and all of a sudden he says, well, actually, this morning, Herbie offered me a ride. And he nearly found out that I thought it was too dangerous. You know, a little thing like this wasn't any vast deeds or anything of the sort, you know. And all of a sudden, the PC's bright's awake as a gopher, see? Where's the list, you know? Well, fine. Where's the list? You read sometimes too much significance into these things. It's how it locks into the bank, don't you see? Maybe the guy is about to give you an item that you won't get for another session or something. Or maybe he's about to give you an item, a coachman. You see, and anybody refusing a ride in a coach, this is a terrible moral break or something, you know, something like that. You don't care much how it adds up. You actually don't care about the significance of it. It's just that is what knocks the PC out. And you just mustn't audit a knocked out PC, that's all. You got all the cures for it. Why not use these cures? Something else. You're probably all at sixes and sevens. We've been knocking auditing around and giving it a bad name lately. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to do it well. You're probably wondering these days, what is a model session? What is a goal finder's model session? What are all these things, you know? Well, I'll tell you, I use as much auditing as I have to. That's what I use as a model session these days. And it certainly has these elements. You can't really reduce a session now for safety's sake, knowing what we know about goals. You can't reduce a session below this and still be fairly safe. Before session, ordinary, usual, routine. Is, of course, you get the room all right and adjust the PC's chair, get a can squeeze, and put in the reality factor. You certainly do those things because this thing could go very awry if you didn't do at least those things. Look around and see if the room's all right. Adjust the PC's chair, get a can squeeze, and put in an R factor for the session. Now, that's certainly minimal action. You'd get into trouble if you took any less action than that. And then you have to give them a start of session. And you give a PC a start of session, of course, with a tone 40. And you have him there, and you find out if the session started for him. This also you could get into trouble a little bit if you didn't find out. And then what goals would you like to set for this session? You certainly can't avoid that now. But in actual fact, that could stand a trifle of an overhaul. It's distractive to have goals for life or living that's come after the session goals. They probably should be in reverse. I wouldn't say that we're putting them in reverse. I'm just pointing out that that improvement would be an improvement, but we are not at this time using it. Got it? Be released in due course. if it's ever released. I'm just pointing out to you there's a possible improvement there. Goals for the session, goals for life and livingness. All right, you're fine so far. Now, it depends utterly on whether or not you are going to do a listing or a nulling session. Depends utterly what you do now. But let me tell you that if you had a good complete list yesterday and the needle was very free and flowing and you thought you were all set to null in this session today, and the PC's needle is free and flowing today, and you do more than take down the goals and say, all right, we're now going to null this list, pocketa, 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 you're taking a risk if you do more than that, because it becomes no auditing. You see that? You thought the list was complete yesterday, and the needle's clean as the wolf's tooth today, and the PC's all eager-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we're all set to fire here, and so forth. Just, well, you got the goals down, all right, you say, now I'm going to null this list. There you go. Start nulling. Take your chances on whether or not he has any between-session midroods out, because generally he's so interested in the list that these are more or less pushed aside. Now, only get worried if he starts to boil off. Now he's going to boil off. Why, there you are. You better get in your, not midroods, you just better get in your random rudiment on a nearly found-out basis, since we don't care how you word it, just as long as you pull those missed withholds and get them quick and get back there to doing what you're doing. If your missed withholds didn't do it, the list isn't complete, and that's all there is to that. Simple, add to the list. Now, that's what's known as really shorthanding sessions, right down to nothing. All right, PC, now let's take a listing session. We do exactly those things. In other words, we've given the basic form of an auditing session. Listing session, pocketa, pocketa, pocketa. What are you doing on a listing session ever getting in a missed withhold or any other damn thing? What you doing? What are you doing? Why? Start of session. What goals would you like to set for this session? Any goals you like to set for life and livingness? All right, we've got this list. Who or what would oppose a catfish? All right. What item would you like to put on this list now? All right, here we go. Who or what would oppose a catfish? I don't care whether the needle's dirty, tying itself in knots, rock slamming, to hell with it. Who cares what it's doing? You understand? Because that action is far more therapeutic in cleaning up the needle than anything else you could do. And it's probably dirty because of the PC's thoughts about doing it. You got that? So, listing session, list. Don't do anything else. If you can't hold the PC in session or something like that, PC won't sit there and list. Why, that's another thing. Now, if the PC stops listing, and I say it's another thing, that's a missed withhold situation. But if the PC stops listing, what are you doing getting in a dozen midroots? You know there's only two midroots that stops a PC from listing? Suppress and invalidate. And those are the primary midroots. They're the primary rudiments as far as midroots are concerned. Suppress and invalidate. Very often, if a PC is on a fairly hot list, you never have time to get in more than suppress and invalidate, and he's off the listing again. Well, why try to get in anything else? Why try to get anything else? Just call those two the primary rudiments, and if your listing interrupts and the PC stops listing, get in the suppress, get in the invalidate, and there we go. Suppress is by a prep check, by the way. And fire on down that list. And you get in the suppress, and he gives you a suppress and a suppress, and then you ask suppress, and he gives you an item. You want to get the case tied in an absolute knot? Don't take the item. Just abandon. Suppress and invalidate right there. You're not going to do anything more with it. Just go on listing. Got that? You're not going to say another word about it. And you suppress, well, actually, I was suppressing here. I got an item. A water buck. Yeah, there's a water buck and a catawamp, and you just to hell with it. Skip any of that other stuff. See? Go right on listing, see? Because why did you put them in? You put them in to get the PC to start listing. Now you're not going to sit there and try to get your auditing question cleaned up. He hit something, and there was something he failed to reveal there or something of the sort in actual fact, but he'll call come out and suppress and invalidate. Now, if you can't get him to list again, get in the rest of him. But I've never seen it happen. I have yet to see this happen, where you had to get in more rudiments than suppress and invalidate, get the PC back to listing. See? So what I know is, this. I'm talking now about just cutting short corners around auditing. See? All right, we get down to the end of the day's session, and we discuss what we're doing here and where we have gotten to, and we put in a bit of a reality factor on where we're going, and what we don't necessarily put it in for the session tomorrow, but just say where we got, and that's it. And then say that's the end of the body of the session, you see? And that closes off the body of the session. And now, what I've been doing is cock the meter up here to 64 on a Mark 5 and say in this session, was the room all right? And pull any stuck reactions on the thing and get the needle back to flowing again. In other words, get him out of the auditing environment as the most important thing that you could do for the PC to keep him from being stuck in the session. Just that one. In this session, was the room all right? Clean it. Sometimes you find a PC starts protesting this question and that sort of thing. Ah, take it easy and do it next session, too. You know, say, all right, he's protesting the thing, and he's probably nervy, and it's probably a missed withhold, something like that. Don't beat his brains out because of the thing. But you can also assume there's probably something wrong with the room. Get your audit and question answered, but don't necessarily clean this thing up, you know, grind him to death. Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you the answer to the PC who is inventing answers so he can answer the question. You understand? One of the best ways to clear that up, is this question being protested? Oh, yes. Have you invented any answers? Oh, so and so and so and so. Oh, well, thank you very much. And then just don't touch it. Don't ask the question again. Just come off of it, see? You understand? Because it's more important to pull a protest and the invented answer than it is to try to get the audit in question driven home between his ears, because it's just a courtesy. You're trying to get him out of the audit environment. I refer to you to a book which is not liked at all by the Department of the Government. Phew. Scientology 8008. Now, that talks about a thetan in the physical universe. See? And actually, all the thetan's doing is stacking himself up against the physical universe and batting around like the blue bottle in the cage. And if you want to do something to free him up out of his session, well, you just ask him if the auditing room was all right. You get the modus operandi? Then you've got the thetan in the physical universe, and you've got the sixth and seventh dynamics. These straighten up, and the PC feels better. You understand? Sometimes they become very, very gratuitous and start inventing answers for it. Why, then you're in trouble and you don't bother to clean the thing up. You assume there's probably a missed withhold or something of the sort. It feels nerved up because of the session. You're not going to do anything about it anyhow. With the room. You got it? You're not going to do anything about the room. So get the invented answers, the protest off. Get off of it. Go ahead and do it next session. Again. Don't be scared off just because the PC has objected to it, because he probably was objecting to it because his mind was on something else. See? In other words, you don't have to kill that one with shotguns, axes. Now, we move over into the next action, which is the can squeeze. And normally, you ask this other question in this session, was the room all right, to cut down the number of times you have to run having this. Because very often, if the PC has answered this question and cleaned it, is the room all right, his havingness will snap back quite often, and you'll save auditing time by answering the question. This is all in the direction of saving auditing time. Then you get the can squeeze, and you ask him to squoze them up. Make sure that you've got the same thing. And if your PC has actually been beat up in this session, about the best thing you can do for that PC toward the end of session is not beat him to death with a lot of rudiments. You know, you normally are getting short-timed toward the end of session. You could very easily, because of the time nature of your sessions, you see, you could very easily leave him with only part of the midroot squared away or something like that, or in an HGC and so on. So you're actually, your best trick is to run some havingness. If you don't know the PC's havingness process, what are you doing auditing a PC whose havingness process you don't know? Feel that, touch that, notice that are the best havingness processes there are. And normally any PC will respond to one or another of those. Very funny thing, though, they very often don't respond to touch that when feel that is their havingness process, and vice versa. You tell me why. But it's true. It's true. I figured out the other evening it might be, or I was auditing, it might be that feel that requires more confront than touch that. Or there might be something in that. It's only a few commands of this thing. I was watching a TV demonstration you were giving the other day and so on, and some, whoever it was that was running that havingness on that PC was going far, far too long, man. It only takes a few commands. You just want to get that can squeeze restored. How long does it take to get a can squeeze restored? Well, let me tell you something. You can start running the bank with havingness with the greatest of ease. We're talking now in the direction of about a dozen commands or slightly less. See? And if we're not sure the PC's having this process, we're certainly not going to run more than five commands of a strange process. All we're trying to do is just run this PC's having this can squeeze test back up. That's all we're trying to do. And that takes very little time. So you snap him back to battery with havingness, and that's your... And then take up goals. Never take up life or livingness. Never go over your life or livingness goals with a PC. Just go over the goals. Session goals. And you take up gains. And you take down whatever gains the PC says. And make your own comments over on the side of the thing, and the PC can sit there and hold on to the cans while you scribble down whatever comment you make too. And don't take the cans out of the PC's hands until the session is ended. Don't fall for a practice like that, because it gives him a double change. It ends the session materially before it ends the session mentally, and tends to kind of throw him out of balance a little bit. All right, you got your goals, you got your gains. Is there anything you care to say? And the PC say, oh, yes, yes, so and 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 so. Something like that. Usually it's a question. Did my tone arm go down or something like that? Answer it. Be crisp. Now, because you've started the cycle of ending the session, don't err. I myself make this mistake occasionally. All of a sudden get interested, you know, again in the session. Confounded thing rock slams, you know. You say, what was that? You know? That's bad practice. You're ending a session. Sometimes it's so vital that you have to know what that is, though. You still ask them. But end the session, and anything you care to ask, say before I end this session, and so forth. And he says it. Well, don't prompt him to say anything else, is the point I'm making here. Cut that off, man. Usually it's a thank you or something like that. And you say, all right, here it is, and give him a good tone for the end of session that leaves no doubt in his mind whatsoever. Tell me I'm no longer auditing you, so as he shakes out of that, and that is through. PC, who continues to talk about his case to you, it's almost inevitable the PC will make some kind of remark about his case, give him an entirely altered aspect. It is the best trick of ending the session now visually, too. I never put much doubt in the PC's mind. If the PC he's shaking his head when I've said end the session, going like this. I'll end session again for him, see? So I'll ask him, session ended, all right. You know, I take a little care if it's kind of obvious he didn't get out of session. Well, I'm not going to spend any time on it. I'm not going to put him back on the meter and do various things to this particular care. If I've given him an item and said, that's your item, and now we're going to end the session, and I see the PC isn't coming out of session, I say, well, what's the matter? You having doubts about that item? Well, all right, you don't have to have that for your item. We'll go on listing on it next session. PC brightens right up, and you say, good, all right, got that now? End of session. Pow! He's out of session. See, that missing item can hold him from coming out of session. And then you're through. Now, when I say an altered aspect, you've been an auditor and so forth, and you've been willing to listen to him. You're still willing to listen to him. You're not going to ARC break them. You're not necessarily going to give them a wisecrack or invalidate their case or something like that. But look more cheerful and natural than usual. Ask them something like, hey, you got a cigarette, you know? Something. That's an altered aspect, an altered tone of voice, and it helps them come a little further out of session. You got it?
Yeah.
Well, now, you say, what's model session today? Well, model session is still model session, and it's got all those rudiments, and it's got everything else in it. That's model session. Now, we're talking about a very shortened routine 2 session. See? This is a routine 2. It isn't Goldfinder's model session. That was itself 2. This is routine 2 session. It just fits for routine 2. Honestly, if you use much more session than this, you'll get into trouble. Now you're trying to null. The list is obviously complete and so forth. Use this other trick, just to get back to it a little bit, of handing the PC the sheet and saying, what cooks on this sheet here? What, any big thoughts on this sheet here? Something like that. PC said, oh, yes, and I invalidated that, and I did this, and I did that, and so on. I kind of suppressed that, and I didn't think that was it. You say, all right, thank you very, very much, thank you. Don't ask him any rudiments of it, just give him the sheet, you understand? Well, you don't know about this trick. Maybe it's not worked well for you. Yeah, all right. It's a nice trick. It gets all the rudiments in. Brr, bow. Bring it back over and go on going. Now, but aside from that, I would assume if a PC became agitated in a routine 2 session, I would assume immediately that there was something wrong with the routine 2, not something wrong with the auditing. That's the first thing I'd assume. I assume he was getting no auditing or something, or he thought he wasn't, and so forth. A PC who starts to act very self-auditish in a session, I wouldn't pay any attention to it. You know, he's starting to get his own rudiments in and starting to fill everything in. I just give him a cheery, yes, okay, fine, thank you. And so the PC starts interrupting me while I'm nulling and so forth, getting his own rudiments in. I just stop and give him a cheery aye-aye and go on again. I don't start snarling at him and frowning. And I sometimes have been known to frown at a PC who scratches their head with the back of the can when they're listing while giving me 4 items, you know? I very often say, well, that's 4. We don't know whether they rock slammed or not. Oh, says the PC. Well, that's the extent of the importances of session. I guess you could have called this lecture what you do in an auditing session these days, and relative importance thereof. And of course, as you see, the manifestation of boil-off, and therefore pulling mist with holes, is paramount to everything else. Because you, of course, he can't list while he's asleep, and you can't know because he won't rock slam while he's asleep. So there you are. That makes routine too impossible. But within those limits, why, that's about as much sessioning as I would use these days. Now, something very funny, I've got to tell you one little other piece of data and we'll end this lecture. You start on a list that is incomplete or wrong way too, and you start nulling it. If you use the 210 type nulling of just call, 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 looking only for rock slams, you see, bark, 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 and you get about halfway down the front page of that list, and that needle starts getting dirty, you would normally assume that the PC's rudiments have gone out. I lately have begun to assume the correct answer. It's either wrong way too, or the item isn't on the list. You never saw anything as quite as agitated as a needle goes on nulling on a list that's got something sour about it. Now, the faster you call off items, the more briskly you enunciate them, the less the PC thinks. So at the speed I've been nulling lately, the PC no PC's had a chance to do any thinking. So I've managed to sort out this other datum. And that is that I've taken some lists that are wrong way too and so forth and tested them. And your needle will dirty up. And it's an indicator, it's just an indicator, it isn't a rule. But you should always be leery. But if you're calling down a list fairly rapidly and you straighten out the list, give him the page, let him straighten it out, and you're calling this off again and it goes dirty almost at once, you should be getting very alert, man. There is something wrong here. It isn't just the rudiments going out. The routine, too, is wrong. Wrong source, wrong way, too, or item isn't on the list, and usually, all else being equal, it's the item isn't on the list. That's the only place that an auditor can foul up. Now, you can also, somebody has done it here in this unit, list endlessly, way beyond the point where the thing could be listed. Way, 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 way beyond. 30 pages or so beyond the point where it ought to be nulled. That's a very extreme look, but it's a fact. And if it hadn't been for the vacation and the snow and so forth and another auditor taking over the case, we never would have found it out. Auditor to PC to this day would still be listing. Because, of course, a needle starts going dirty on the protest. You overlist and overlist and overlist and overlist, the needle goes dirty on the protest. But you know that an incomplete list, the needle doesn't go dirty on the protest. You know the person really never protests it. They snarl, they sound ARC broke, they sound this way, and then you can't find any protest. They go on listing, one way or the other, even though you've had to say, if you don't list any further on this list, you get the message. Oh, well, you put it that way. No rudiments in, see, just list. Not recommended. But sometime when you know damn well the list is not complete and the PC won't add any more to it, you know, and the PC's getting all ARC broke and all this way and that, why, your rudiments fail to get them to list again, why, list, you know. The only crime you can actually pull is not completing the list. You realize that. All other crimes fall short of that crime. And in essence, There's minimal sessioning. Oddly enough, it's going to take you more midroods on 321 than it does on routine 2. You're going to use midroods a lot more on 321. Now, as soon as you got the PT problems out of the road, a case actually is ready for 321. You recognize that. You could overuse routine 2 if you're a clearing auditor. You realize this. You can overuse it. It won't do the case any harm. He goes on, he gets clear, and so forth. But there's a point where you get the present time problems out of the road as far as this PC is concerned, and so on. He's ready for 321, and you go right down, find his goal as nice as you please. All you'd actually have to do on him is a brief prep check, and he practically presents you with his goal. You see where that borderline comes. It is safer for an expert auditor to do goals on a case than it is to do routine 2. He will actually make less mistakes doing goals on a case if he is an expert. But it is more catastrophic for an inexpert auditor to do 321 on a case than it is routine 2. Do you see how those 2 points add up?
Yeah.
Now, in actual fact, an expert does 321 more smoothly than he does routine 2, because routine 2, after all, is not running on the PC's goal. What you want to do is get the PC's goal and run it against PT if you want to get the rest of the problems out of the road, and you do all kinds of things. You can do more with his goal any day in the week than you can do with routine 2, but of course you can't get most people's goals without getting some packages out of the road. I want to give you one change in routine 2, just as one final remark here. That list, 1A, in present time, who or what are you upset about, would probably run more easily on a PC, just as any version of in present time. Or who or what does present time consist of? Let me give you that as the basic model. Who or what does present time consist of? You see? Who are you in contact with in present time? Who or what are you in contact with in present time? You understand? Any such version. Now, one more remark about missed withholds and this changed line. You realize that you can list the wrong universe. Remember, there's the wrong universe. There's the universe of the PC's life and livingness, his auditing universe, and the parts of existence. And do you know that it'll constitute on some PCs a missed withhold if you don't list that one first, which is ready to be listed? You got that? There's another way that you can miss an item, is choose the wrong sphere of interest for your first list. That's not a very fruitful one, but it can happen. So you should be advised of it, and that's pertinent to what I've been telling you tonight. You insist on running auditing type universe, see? And actually his present time universe got him caved in. You know, his life and living universe got him caved in. You try to do parts of existence on him, and his auditing universe is kicking his head in. And the PC will act like he has an ARC break. He'll act like a missed item by choosing the wrong one of these three universes to do first. So that has to be sorted out with the PC on a real expert action. It's not common, but it can actually louse up a case. Somebody screams like mad running about auditing. Oh, he's about to be divorced or shot, or President of the United States has heard his name and is therefore in a rage. See, something of that sort has happened. And his attention is so stuck on that type of a universe that he can't even think about being audited, don't you see? And you can't get that one out of the road. If you don't get that one out of the road, he won't be able to get any of the auditing things out of the road. So there's another source of a missed item, okay? All right, and that is it, and I hope it does you some good. Thank you very much, and good night.